There were two interesting stories that he mentioned, two more stories. One was that Rav Eliashiv never liked handling money. When people would ask him to take money, he never wanted to take it. He never liked having money. And once someone said to him, "I have a donation for your son-in-law's yeshiva, I want you to transfer it to him." And he gave him a large sum of money. So it was late at night. Rav Eliashiv called his son-in-law and said, "I want someone to pick it up now. I'm not going to be able to sleep well at night if I have your money in my house." He didn't like handling money, and he wouldn't handle money for anything except for one thing, that what we discussed earlier. That gemach that he set up, that they gave people money to encourage them to encourage the next guy, to tell him he's doing well, that was the only thing he was willing to handle money for. There was no other, any other type of charity, he said, let other people deal with it. That was the one thing which he felt, that's what our generation needs. People need encouragement. They need to hear they're succeeding. Yes?
What exactly goes on in an encouragement gemach?
I didn't understand exactly how that works.
Is that a literal thing, or is it more of like a figurative idea?
No, it was literal. Oh, I didn't understand.
How does that... Okay, so
I don't know. I don't know how that worked. I don't know. Maybe he would take some people from a yeshiva and tell them, "I'm paying you 100 shekel a week or 100 shekel a month to go and tell people positive words." I'm not sure exactly how that worked. I don't know.
Amazing job.
It's an amazing job, but it's an important job. It's an important job. It's one of, you know, we had a student here who finished his first year, and he hadn't yet converted, as far as I recall. I'm pretty sure he hadn't yet converted, and he was a star. Like, he learned tremendously, and he was like really, really, really succeeding. And he comes to me at the end of the year, and he says, "You know, I think I'm flying back to my hometown. I'll finish my gear either here or there, and then I'm going back." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "You know, I'll finish university, and we'll see where life takes me." And I said, "Do whatever you want, but you have tremendous potential. What you've accomplished is extraordinary. And the guy looked at me shocked, and I said, "Yeah, you don't see." He said, "No. I mean, he surpassed everyone here. Like, what he did, he would go up a class. He came here, he barely knew how to read Hebrew. Within 2 months, he was already learning Gemara. Another 2 months, he went up a shir. Another 2 months, another shir. A genius, you know. He's got a mind not like mine. He's a different mind, you know. Other students came in, and it was discouraging to them, unfortunately, because they saw him every 2 months advance a class. He just went up the ranks, and suddenly he's speaking Hebrew, and suddenly he's in the Hebrew department. And in the course of a year, he went up through all the classes here, like boom, 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 just shot up. And he didn't notice it about himself. He didn't see that he's gifted. He didn't see that. When I spoke to him, he thought about it and decided to stay another few months and another few months. And today, he's a Rav in Klal Yisrael. But that was, you know, but he didn't see it. That you're saying it's a phenomenal job, I'm telling you, it's an important job. People don't see it. They don't see their own successes. So that was one story. And the other story, which was interesting, was that they have this learning program, Shabbos morning, called Avotu Banim, where fathers come with their sons and they learn Shabbos, either Shabbos morning or Friday night or Motzei Shabbat. They have these different programs and shuls all across the country. So they give out nice prizes to the kids and they give them sweets after the learning. So they have to fundraise. So there was this shul that fundraised and they had leftover funds. So they said to Rav Eliashiv, "We thought we'd start a contest with the kids to learn the Mishnayot by heart. Every child that learns a chapter of Mishnayot by heart will get a ticket or a prize or whatever." So Rav Eliashiv said, "You have leftover money. Does that entitle you to waste the kids' time?" So they said, "Why? What's the waste of time?" He said, "You don't need children to get used to redacting things without understanding them. That's not education. You want to give them a prize. You want to encourage them. Use the money to encourage them to learn the Mishnah and say it over in their own words. To be able to summarize, what did the Mishnah teach me? Without saying the words of the Mishnah. That's something worth encouraging them to. But to learn the words by heart, what do you gain from knowing the words by heart? So they'll get accustomed to saying words without understanding them. You're ruining their education. They should not be used to saying words without understanding them. They should understand them." So that was also Rav Eliashiv, in his way, you learn something, understand it. And don't look at covering the ground, look at understanding the ground you're covering.